the U.S. Supreme Court is going to review the state of Michigan's ban on affirmative action in university admissions. Oral arguments are expected in the fall. Now, Michigan's Attorney General Bill Schuette is going to defend the amendment. Jack, give us some background on this issue and tell us why you think this came up again.
Well, it's certainly a fascinating saga. The U.S. Supreme Court 10 years ago, almost exactly 10 years ago, said the University of Michigan could use race as a factor in admissions in a case that involved the law school, but they said that a point system that they had for undergraduate admissions was unconstitutional. Subsequently, the voters passed a constitutional amendment sort of banning this. But this has now come up again, in part over this amendment. The question is whether a state can do that. So it'll be interesting to see how the Supreme Court decides this, and it could have long-range implications.
In other news, Attorney General Bill Schuette wants a grand jury to investigate the meningitis outbreak linked to tainted steroid injections from a Massachusetts pharmacy. More than a dozen people have died in Michigan alone, and hundreds of people have gotten sick. Now, the first illnesses turned up months ago, so why is Schuette acting on this now?
I think this has gotten worse and worse. I think it was a story that certainly I became only very gradually aware of. It's sort of quite a ghastly thing. There are some people who are saying that the Attorney General may be grandstanding here as sort of a popular issue to get his name out before the public, but this is a serious issue, and he's going to ask for a grand jury. My guess is it will be granted. They'll hear testimony. They may subpoena people from Massachusetts, and they could prescribe criminal penalties. Now, there are some, including Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer, who say that the Attorney General is kind of hypocritical in all this, because when he was in the state Senate a long time ago, he sponsored legislation that exempted drug companies from liability in civil proceedings in cases like this. But that was a long time ago, and this is a serious issue, and I think we'll hear a lot more about this in times to come.
And let's end in Detroit today. The state's new emergency manager law goes into effect tomorrow. It gives emergency managers broader powers. Meanwhile, Kevin Orr began his new job as emergency manager for Detroit this week. Jack, tell us about what he's accomplished so far.
Well, it's kind of complex in that Kevin Orr started work Monday under the old emergency financial manager law, and now the new emergency manager law kicks in. Only time is going to tell how long it's going to be before we know exactly how this all plays out. But it's interesting that in his second day on the job Tuesday, Kevin Orr announced he was going to continue paying the mayor and the city council. He didn't have to do that. In a lot of cities where their emergency managers have taken over, they have cut or entirely eliminated their pay. I think this was probably a politically very wise decision. It sort of, to some extent, neutralizes and defangs them as being critics or total critics of what he's doing. He wants them, he says, to work with him as partners on fixing the city. And while some people are saying, well, the city's on the verge of bankruptcy, how can they afford that money? Really, the salaries for all these folks put together is barely over $1 million, maybe $2 million or less than that with benefits. It's a drop in the bucket. And if it causes these people to be cooperative and sort of have a team-building mindset, it may well be worth it. Kevin Orr was presented by the governor as a people person, good people skills, and of course, this is not just about finances. This is about winning over the people of Detroit and getting them to see things differently. That's his first move. He's certainly going to make a lot more decisions that are a lot more painful, and we're just going to have to watch how this all plays out.
All right, Jack. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.